You're now listening to the Northwest Soapbox, the platform for residents of the Northwest to step up and say what's on their mind. Welcome back to the Northwest Soapbox. I'm here at Maplewood Nutrition here on the Maplewood Mall, and I'm speaking with Al Cement. Al, welcome to the Soapbox. Your parents opened this store in 1963. Could you tell us what Maplewood Mall looked like then?
Maplewood Mall was mainly residential with some shops. It wasn't what you see right now. It was a thriving street. There's cars going up. It was very busy here. People would go from Germantown Avenue up to Green Street as a bypass because Armat Street didn't exist at the time. So we always had a lot of traffic on the street, a lot of foot traffic and a lot of cars.
Originally, this was a thoroughfare. This was a residential street. Correct. And this was one of the sole businesses on it, Maplewood Nutrition.
Right.
That's a pretty radical change from what people see here today. What initiated that change?
I'm not quite sure what initiated the change, why the city decided to make the mall out of it. What happened was in 1973, Frank L. Rizzo put in the first urban mall in the United States, which is what you see as Maplewood Mall. It was something that at the time, I guess, was thinking of upgrading different areas, taking a small street that didn't have a lot of traffic, so they said, and making it an urban sort of a experiment is what how we called it. A lot of the shops that were on the Maplewood Mall, the owners lived above the stores. We had a locksmith shop whose family was here since the 1930s. They're since gone. We had several shoe stores. We had a lot of hair salons. There's a lot of residents that lived in the mall. So it was a really busy mall with people that actually lived in the area, shopped in the area, worked in the area, raised their children in the area. When the mall was decided, a lot of the residents and business owners, including my parents, were really against it because the thought was they're going to take away our traffic. And the city assured us that that wasn't going to happen. They were going to make it a drive-through mall. And what was shown to us was not what you see now. There was supposed to be a lot of festive things, overhangs. The big poles we have on the mall were supposed to have tarps up there, colorful tarps, supposed to be well-maintained. The brickwork was supposed to be really nice. And when it was done, the brickwork was never done evenly. We had a lot of lawsuits on the mall from people that tripped on it. Trash receptacles were supposed to be on the mall. We got one, and then it was taken away in the mid-70s. There was no real servicing of the mall after it was put in. So in that sense, the city sort of did their own thing. We didn't like it. People tried to stop it. We didn't get the car traffic through here. A lot of people weren't able to walk through the mall. It took about almost a year to complete the mall. We're lucky because we'd been here established that our customers made it in. But a lot of stores closed up during that time period.
What was the mood like here in the mall once they left you with this?
All the owners got together, and we were pretty irate. There were several other people on the street, business owners and residents, who couldn't park here. And we called. They wrote letters, and nothing really came of it. They felt they did their job. We maybe had one or two articles in the regular paper about it, but nothing really transpired. I mean, what they did was basically they opened up Armat Street, which took all our traffic away. And the problem was you didn't get the people coming through. They used Armat Street instead of Maplewood. Also, the parking around here wasn't good, and it's never been addressed. We had metered lots on Maplewood Avenue before it was the mall. People could park, come in, go on their way, and they took that away from us. Plus, when a lot of these stores closed, you don't have the variety around here that you used to have, and that's been a problem, too.
In the time that Maplewood Nutrition has been here, was there ever a golden age, would you say?
Yeah, the golden age for the mall would probably be 69 through 75. We had a cheese shop across the street, the original cheese shop, and a lot of people in the area. We had a lot of artists and poets would hang out there. We had a kite store on the street. We had a bookstore. The original Leaves of Grass bookstore was here. We had a lot of hippies on the street. We had a head shop down the street. People would meet here. They would have fun. They'd drink coffee. They would throw frisbees. It was just a real nice area at the time, and that's all gone now. We like to think of ourselves as one of the anchors because we've been here since 1963, but there's not much here to really go for anymore, you know, unfortunately.
What has been the low mark at the mall, in your opinion?
The low mark was probably after the 76 on through the 80s. The problem is a lot of the really neat stores like the bookstore, the kite store, the shoe stores all closed. So when they closed, they didn't bring their customers in. I mean, my customers are here, but once my customers shopped here, they would leave. Whereas the other places on the street, they would walk down, they'd buy other things, and there's just no reason to be hanging around here anymore. It's just nothing really for them. We have a good shop across the street. We used to be the cheese shop, and she does a great job in there. But it's not the same flavor as what we had back in the early 70s.
If you're going to hit 50 years in June of 2013 at this location, what is it that keeps you here in this location?
What keeps us here is the consumers, the customers, the neighbors of the area. They're great people. They've been supporting us for 50 years. We give them what they want. We give them a fair price. We have knowledgeable staff. So what keeps us is the people that come through the front door. Any business cannot survive unless you have good clientele. And if you have something to sell, the people want. And we have three and four generations come through our doors. And I couldn't see being anyplace else. I mean, I love Germantown. It's just always been a good area for us. It supports my family. And we like to think that we help people out here. And I wouldn't want to be anyplace else. The customers are what keeps us here. And we just really enjoy the area.
Do you think there's anything that the people here now could or should be doing to make things better on the mall?
You know, one of the things I could say to that is that I grew up in this business since I was five. I'm 55 now. What we had here during the 60s, late 60s and 70s, I don't see ever coming back again because we just don't have the people in the area like we did. A lot of them, their children are now older. They moved out of the area. It's sort of like trying to go back to what it was. I don't see it happening because I lived through it, but that doesn't mean something new can't come in and put some new fresh blood into the area, which I would definitely welcome. I mean, we support everything in Germantown as best we can, and because it's a good area. It really is.
Okay, Al Cement, owner of Maplewood Nutrition right here in the Maplewood Mall. Thank you very much for stepping on the soapbox today.
This has been the Northwest Soapbox. This podcast is a platform for the people of Northwest Philadelphia to offer commentary, share news, and make a call for action. Hear all installment at nwsoapbox.podomatic.com. Anyone wishing to step onto the soapbox can contact us at soapbox@gtownradio.com.